In February of this year, the Franklin and Coronado High School basketball teams pulled off something truly amazing. And that incident has now been documented thanks to Charlie Min. He is my guest, and his film, The Perfect Turnover, The Mitchell Marcus Story, will be opening Friday at Premier Cinemas inside Bassett Place Mall. Welcome, Charlie. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, at what moment did you know that this was going to be your documentary subject?
I saw an interview on Ellen, and the participants from that special night came on the show along with their parents, mm-hmm. and Mitchell just broke down. It was mm-hmm. such a genuine moment that I felt that this story was too important to overlook.
How many other documentaries have you created thus far?
This is my 12th in 4 years.
And what is the market for your documentaries?
I would say most of my films are victim-driven, deep humanity, extreme mm-hmm. reality, human interest, things like that.
This one is going to be shown here at
opens
the theaters.
On Friday.
Opens on the 4th.
Right.
And then where will it go from
it's
here?
It's a good question. Distribution is very tricky for an independent filmmaker. We don't have studio money.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting it into one theater is difficult. There's so mm-hmm. many fees involved, and these theaters have to believe in your work. Thank
yes.
God I have a nice rapport with Premier Cinemas.
Excellent.
So there's different ways you could distribute a film. My first film, A Nightmare in Las Cruces, was sold to Lionsgate. I just sold one to Investigation Discovery. That's the Long Island Railroad Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And all my films have played in theaters all over the country. So it's difficult for an independent filmmaker. You have to grind for everything.
This is a fascinating thing you've gotten yourself into as far as hooking your creativity to actually trying to make a living with something.
Hmm.
It's particularly tough. What brought you to this point?
Well, I kind of washed out as a journalist working on the news for 10 years. I kind of burned out.
It'll do that to you, yes.
I got fired a lot, speaking my mind.
Yep.
I'm not politically correct. And I've been fired more than Al Capone's gun.
You say that so deadpan.
Yeah, so I said to myself, I have to do something. And filmmaking, documentary filmmaking more specifically, came into my life at the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for this, I don't know what I would do.
Well,
I'd be a bum.
It's the perfect place, though, to translate the skills of journalism, where you have to think so fast. You have to be a good writer, and you have to know video and all the basics. You've got all the ingredients there. You just don't have to politic quite the same.
Documentaries are about people, and
mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by human beings and what they do. There's
mm-hmm.
so many incredible stories out there, storylines, human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today when you go see a movie, 80% of them are pure junk.
Yeah.
And if my name is attached to it, people better get ready because it's going to be very emotional. I'm an emotional guy, so my films kind of follow my mood and tone.
How do you handle the topic of violence, the reality of violence, and the blood and gore aspects of some of your subjects?
Very carefully. You don't want to be gratuitous. You want to frame the violence in a realistic way, in an honest
mm-hmm.
way, accurate. You're dealing with victims.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very sensitive about their feelings. I tend to go after unsolved crimes, so I'm working with law enforcement, hopefully to generate leads
mm-hmm.
so that families can have justice. They never have closure. I want to make that
no.
clear. Everyone always says closure.
Mm-mm.
Solving a case doesn't bring them back, but if we can give them justice, then that's great.
What was your experience then emotionally as you did this latest one on the Mitchell Marcus story? This, of course, for anyone who is from outer space and perhaps doesn't remember what happened on that wonderful day, February 12th, encapsulate the incident.
Well, what happened was a special needs student from Coronado was thrown into the game, his first, last, and only game ever. He was the team manager for 3 years. Again, never gotten into a game. With 90 seconds left, the Coronado coach threw him in, and he kept missing shots at the end, and his dream was to score a basket, so his team was feeding him the ball at every opportunity. And actually, Franklin was actually backing off
mm-hmm.
so that he could also score. So everybody in the gym was rooting for him. And then finally, with 10 seconds left, the ball went off his body and out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone thought, well, good try. He wasn't able to make it, but at least he played.
Mm-hmm.
And he could always remember that. And then all of a sudden, the Franklin player inbounded the ball on purpose to him, the Coronado player, the special
yeah.
needs student. And finally, after missing a few more shots and the clock winding down to about 5 seconds left, he finally hits the shot. Pandemonium erupts. The fans charge the court with the risk of getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are now with a movie. These kids got on Ellen. They got on ESPN, CBS National News.
Yeah.
This thing certainly got a reaction from people.
I really commend you on not letting that be enough, on doing something locally and making it personal and giving us another chance to go and see something that you can't make this stuff up. It's so good. So thank you very, very much for doing that. My guest today is Charlie Min, who has created, you said, 12 documentaries
right.
so far. And this is his most recent, The Perfect Turnover. I love the title, by the way.
Thank you.
The Mitchell Marcus Story. You can look at theperfectturnover.com for more information, or better yet, line up and get your popcorn on Friday. That's October 4th at Premier Cinemas inside Bassett Place Mall. Do you know what time the first feature will show?
Probably late morning. And it's going to run for at least a week, probably more, because I anticipate good support. And again, we've already raised over $60,000 for the Children's Hospital because of this film.
Oh, beautiful. That's a wonderful goal. Thank you so much for coming in today. I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
You're welcome.